Pepper Young's Family. Pepper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. This evening, Mrs. Young cooked a wonderful dinner. There was to be a double celebration, a welcome home for Kurt Bradley and Nancy Wayne's introduction to the Youngs and Biff Bradley. The whole family was seated around the table when Kurt Bradley, unable to keep back the big news any longer, got up and, with a grin from ear to ear, announced his intention to marry Nancy Wayne.
So I'm going to tell him, Nancy. Well, I just can't keep it in any longer. The news is too good.
Well, come on, then. Hurry up and tell us. None of us can guess, you know. We just sit here in ignorance as to what you're driving
at. Well,
looking at your beaming countenance and your grin from ear to ear, oh, we haven't the slightest idea what you're talking about.
Well, I don't care whether you have an idea or not. I'm going to tell you. This young woman has consented to be my wife.
What's the matter, Viv? Where are you going?
Outside. I'm going outside. I gotta get out of here.
The news came as a terrific shock for Biff, who, panic-stricken, ran out of the house. Kurt ran after his son while the Youngs and Nancy Wayne sat at the dining room table in embarrassment.
Oh, dear, this has all been my fault, hasn't it?
What now? Your fault? Oh, you mean because Biff got up and left the table? What's that got to do with you, Nancy?
Oh, Mr. Young, I know that you're trying to be kind, and you all have been extremely kind, but this is my fault. I mean, Biff having a break with his father.
Well, Nancy, he probably was a little upset by the news. It did come rather suddenly, you know.
Do you mean that he didn't suspect anything? I mean, with his father bringing me here for the weekend?
Oh, yes, he did suspect, and he was very upset about it.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Oh, I don't see why you should be, Miss Wayne. Why shouldn't Mr. Bradley get married again if he wants to?
Well, it's kind of a surprise. They were pretty palsy-wowsy, Biff and his father.
Dear, I wish Kurt hadn't said anything. I wish that he had waited as he had promised.
Why, Nancy, he couldn't hold the news another minute. He's so proud of you. He's so tickled with what's happened, he doesn't know whether he's coming or going. He's so glad you feel that way about him.
And I do feel that way about him, but I...
You know, he just looked like a boy when he stood up and told us about you two being engaged. He was just beaming all over.
He certainly was, and I don't blame him either.
Yeah, but maybe old Biff wouldn't have gone up in the air about it if Mr. Bradley had done it differently.
Yes, it was a little hard on Biff. It was terribly hard on him. I knew the boy was upset when he came in to dinner.
Well, Biff's been acting pretty funny, Miss Wayne, ever since he knew about you and his father coming here for the weekend. He didn't want to be here when you got here.
As bad as that.
Now, why do you say that, Peggy? Why do you make it any more difficult than it is? Biff may be a little unreasonable. I suppose that's to be expected. He's been badly spoiled by his father. He's been waited on hand and foot all his life. And I don't suppose he wants to share his father with anybody on earth.
I can see that now.
Well, Biff's probably going to go away and get married himself someday.
Oh, Peggy, yes, but not for a long time. He's still very young, and...
Yeah, and that's the trouble. He's only a kid. He doesn't make any sense.
He and his father have been very close, Miss Wayne. Very close indeed. I don't suppose even Kurt has told you how close they've been.
Well, Kurt's told me a great deal about their relationship, and...
Yes. Well, the boy is devoted to his father. I've never seen anybody adore his father the way Biff has adored Kurt. Probably because he didn't have anybody else to cling to. Well, as you may know, his mother went away and left him when he was a baby.
Yes, yes, Kurt told me about that, too. I don't know, that's a terrible thing for her to do. I can't understand anybody's going away, leaving a little baby.
No, neither can I.
Oh, I shouldn't have come. I should have obeyed my first impulse and just not come to Elmwood.
Now, that's absolute nonsense. If there's one thing that Kurt wanted, it was to have you come here and let us look you over. And let me tell you, I've been singing your praises, too. I've been telling them all about you. Although I didn't know you very well, you created a distinct impression on me. And we're mighty glad to have you here, Nancy.
Oh, we certainly are. We just love having you here.
Yes, indeed, and I hope you're going to be comfortable, my dear.
No, I'll be comfortable. It's just... I'm worried about Biff. I wonder if I should try to talk to him.
No. No, Nancy. Leave it to Kurt. Let them have it out. It'll all be settled by the time they get back. He'll have ironed out all the difficulties and the boy'll be all straightened out.
Yes, I hope so. Yes, so do I. I wouldn't want to come between them for anything in the world. Not in that sense. Not to separate them. I know what it means to be alone. The way Biff is. I know too well. I've been alone practically all my life.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Miss Wayne, I don't know whether Kurt told you about the illness he had at one time. See, Biff nearly went out of his mind with worry. Since then, he's always looked after Kurt in a way. He stuck close to his father because I think he was afraid of losing him, of never being sure about him again. And it wasn't until this trip to Chicago that they'd ever been separated since that one time. That's why it's so hard for Biff. That's why you have to understand that it's a different relationship than it is between most fathers and sons.
Mrs. Young, I do understand. And I hope that, well, that nothing's happened, that the boy hasn't taken all of this so seriously that...
Of course he hasn't. Now, look, Biff's a sensible fellow. Once his father talks with him, everything will be all right. Well, there they are now.
No, it's only Mr. Bradley.
Kurt. Kurt, have you come back alone?
Yes. Biff's got a date, Nancy, and he's going out someplace.
He wouldn't come back.
Well, not just for the present. You know how kids are. They flare up, and it's just as well to leave them alone for a while.
Kurt, oh, Kurt, I'm so terribly sorry.
Well, so am I for the young cub's manners. I really didn't think Biff could act that way.
Oh, Kurt, he was terribly upset. He's been heartbroken.
Mary.
Well, is that true, Mrs. Young? That Biff has been heartbroken?
Well, not exactly heartbroken, but... he has been worried about your coming here. Naturally. He didn't realize what it meant.
Well, he does now. I've explained it all to him, and I've told him that he's going to make his home with us in Chicago.
Kurt, you told him that?
Yes. After we're married, I'm going to send for him. I think then he can get to know you, Nancy, as he should. And get to love you.
Well, now, let's not take this fit of temperament, or whatever you want to call it, too seriously. He's going to be all right.
Oh, sure he will. Now then, Sam, I want to hear some more about this big business of yours. What are the plans for this new home for children? You said it was written up in the paper, didn't you?
Well, come on into the living room and I'll show it to you. I'd like to have you look at it.
Fine. Will you ladies excuse us?
I've got a date with Carter. You'll excuse me, won't you, Miss Wayne? I'll see you tomorrow.
Of course, Peggy. I do hope I'm not putting you out.
I'll say goodnight, too, Miss Wayne, if you don't mind. And I'll see you in the morning.
Right. Goodnight, Pepper.
Coming, kid? You might as well come along with me.
Yes, I'm coming along with you.
Now, Sam, how about that newspaper clipping? I'd like to take a look at it.
Well, now, it's a mighty nice write-up, if I didn't say so myself.
Mrs. Young?
Yes?
I want to talk to you. I mean, do you mind if I talk about what's just happened?
Why, no, of course not.
You see, I feel that there isn't anybody I can talk to quite the way I can talk to you, because... I know you'll tell me the truth.
I'll try to.
Mrs. Young, I love Kurt. I think you know that, don't you?
Yes, I believe you do.
I love him so much that I couldn't do anything that might separate him and his son. Anything at all that might come between those two who have been so close to each other. No matter what it might do to my life. Mrs. Young, what do you think? Do you think Biff will change his attitude?
I don't know, Miss Wayne. I don't know what to say in answer to that. Biff's a funny boy. He's very sensitive, high-strung and intense. He's a lot of things that most boys aren't. Oh, but look, I wouldn't be surprised if in time he gets used to the idea.
That isn't what I want him to do, just to get used to the idea. Oh, Mrs. Young, tell me, what would you do if you were in my place?
Mary and Sam Young's love for each other has carried them through some dark moments in their years of married life. Yes, when all the breaks seemed to be going against them. It was always their love that stood strong until the tide turned. And if Mary Young will only put herself in Nancy Wayne's place, these memories will probably influence her advice. And now a message from our sponsor. Mrs. Young tells Nancy Wayne and Kurt Bradley what she thinks about their engagement. Next time on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking. Pepper Young's Family is a modern drama production.